I want to welcome you to this week's Inspiration in 10 in memory of my father, Harav Gershom ben Harav ben Zion, and in honor of a speedy recovery for Naomi Bas Bela Udis. This week is also dedicated to the memories of Moshe ben Esther and Golda Rachel Bat Esther, whose yard sites are coming up next week. This week has been a gut-wrenching week for the Jewish family worldwide as 7 young flowers were plucked from within our midst. Our hearts go out to the Sassoon family, and we pray for the speedy recovery of Mrs. Sassoon, Gila Bat Sipora, and Sipora Bat Gila, who had surgery today. May the world speedily be filled with Sassoon, which is pure joy. As we watch Mr. Gabriel Sassoon compose himself and speak with faith in the Almighty, who blessed him with these special children, we couldn't help but marvel at a faith that will help him through this tragedy, as painful and mind-blowing as it is. While wondering how he got his strength, it brought me back to thinking about my parents who survived the Holocaust with their faith intact. When trying to analyze why and how this came to be, in order so that I can convey the powerful lessons to my own children, I came to a few conclusions. Firstly, the seeds of my parents' faith were not sown during the tumultuous times. When my father heard that most of his family had been decimated on the same day, he didn't have to learn faith. His parents had prepared him from before he had been born with the knowledge that God has the whole picture from the beginning of time to the end of time. It had already been fed to him with the breast milk on every occasion possible. His parents and his teachers breathed it into him, and so did my mother's parents teach it to her. So did Mr. Sassoon's parents and teachers teach it to him, as did most of our ancestors. In fact, that is why in the time of the Romans it says that they made an edict that it should be carved into the horns of the ox that we have no part and no relationship with the God of Israel. It sounds odd. Why on the horns of an ox? If we would visit a museum from that time period, though, we would see that the babies and the children drank their milk from the horns of an ox. It was like a bottle shape. And the Romans knew that the Jews feed their children faith through good and tumultuous times. They fed it with the milk. And the Romans had the opposite message that they wanted to convey. So firstly, it's crystallized that we don't wait for the tragedy to realize who's in charge. We have to prepare ourselves and our families all of our lives. Mrs. Devori Kreiman, who suffered tremendously in her life, gave an analogy that resonated very deeply with me this week. She passed a furniture store that had a huge sign displayed. It said, "We are the Joneses." The owners were trying to convince the prospective buyers that if you want to be the Joneses, buy our furniture. We are the Joneses. When I think of how my parents raised the family on the foundation of faith and Torah and mitzvot, after going through a Holocaust, I propose that it's because they instinctively and internally knew that we are the Joneses. For whatever reason God has allowed us to live through the horrors, and for whatever reason that he allowed this to happen, but we are still the Joneses. We don't need to look for another way of life because we have it all, and it is the richest life. Even if right now it is tumultuous, we are the Joneses. Keeping these thoughts in mind can help us greatly as we try to go out of our own Egypt, out of our own Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, as we've often said, comes from the root word confinement. Each of us individually and collectively have our own struggles. Watching a man like Mr. Sassoon this week is the strongest lesson of how it's possible to really leave our personal Egypt and do a true Passover. One of the things that unthinking but often well-meaning individuals often assure us when times are tough is that we will bounce back. Most people who have lived through great struggles or tragedy know that one can never bounce back. One is never the same after going through a real crisis or a real Egypt. When the Jews were stuck between a rock and a hard place, they had hurried out of Egypt, but they were sandwiched between the Egyptians and the sea. God gave them the solution. Don't cry. Don't even pray now. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisa'u. Speak to the children of Israel and let them go forth. One can never bounce back, but one can bounce forward. Obviously, it doesn't happen in a day, and each person has to go through their own grieving process. But the only way to go is forward. May we all merit to go out of our own personal Egypts. May this Pesach be a season of true miracles, and may we experience the true healing and the redemption even before the holiday of Pesach. And may the song which the Sassoon children so poignantly and prophetically recorded last week, where Jerusalem will cry no more, come true today, even before we finish our Pesach cleaning and our Pesach preparations. I wish you all a wonderful and a happy and a kosher Pesach. Please make sure you have sold your chametz. If you need our help, please contact with us. And I thank you all for helping me elevate the airwaves in memory of my father, Harav Gershon ben Harav ben Zion. Be well and have a good Shabbos.